Hello.
Hi, this is Ariana returning your call from customer support. How may I assist you today?
Oh, hi. I had a charge on my credit card that I wasn't sure what that was about. I was hoping you could help me.
Yes, ma'am. You can provide that zip code. I can be more happy to help you.
60016.
And that's 60016. Is that correct?
Yes.
Yes, ma'am. And who do I have the pleasure of speaking with this today?
Amanda Collingsworth.
Give me 1 second, ma'am. Let me try one more thing. I can't find your. Give me 1 second, ma'am, while I try to locate your account using your phone number, okay?
Okay.
Because it's not popping up with your
Information
zip
on this
code.
all the time.
Are you still there, ma'am?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay, I
Give me
just
1 second,
called
ma'am. I'm trying to
to
find your
Amanda
account,
to know
okay?
whether we can.
Yes.
Okay,
Sorry, ma'am, what
ma'am.
was that?
And can you spell that name out for me so I can try to
Ma'am,
locate you by your
I
name?
understand you.
Last name? COLLINGSWORT.
I'm sorry, ma'am. I'm so sorry. Is that a first name or a last name?
That's a last
Okay,
name.
ma'am.
And it's, can you start over
I
for me?
would
I'm
know whether
sorry.
you know.
Season Cat, OLLI, N as in Nancy, G as in girl, S as in Sam, WORTH.
Yes, ma'am. Now that.
Ma'am, I'm disconnecting the line. There's nothing further we can do.
Nothing
Thank you
else
for
is
calling
popping
customer
up, ma'am.
support.
So
Have a
give me
great
one
day.
more second so I can try one more thing to help you, okay?
Okay.
Just bear with me, ma'am, please.
Sure.
Okay, ma'am, are you still there?
Yes.
Okay,
Okay,
just
ma'am.
give me
I've
one
got to
more
disconnect
moment,
the
ma'am,
line. I
okay?
do apologize.
Okay.
Thank you for calling us.
Yes, ma'am. Give me 1 second. I'm
I can
trying
get
to
back
get
to
someone to
work.
help me to locate your account.
Sure.
Yes, ma'am. Is it possible you can provide me the last four and the first six of the card they've been charged? Because your name not popping up in our account.
On our system, I'm sorry.
Last four of the card.
Yes, ma'am. The last four and the first six.
The last four is 3979.
Yes, ma'am.
And the first six, you said?
Yes, ma'am.
514736.
That's 514736.
Yes.
That's Mandy Collinsworth.
Yeah, that's me.
Yes, ma'am. And can you verify that address for me, please?
1221 East Prairie Avenue, Des Plaines, Illinois, 60016.
Yes, ma'am. I have you located right here. Give me 1 second to verify your account, okay?
Sure.
Yes, ma'am. Can you let me know what you're calling in about? I'm so sorry.
Yeah, there's a couple charges on my credit card, and I'm not sure what they are for. I was hoping I could get those refunded or explained.
What's the amount of the card, ma'am?
What's that?
What was the – I'm sorry about that. What was the amount you're calling about that was charged to your card?
On 10/15, there was a charge of 56.30 or 95. Hang on.
Yes, ma'am. It seems as if you were in the cooler. You signed up for the cooler.
Well, there was a charge on 9/30 for 574 that I thought that was probably what that was for. It said it was free. I only had to pay for the shipping, which was 574.
Yes, ma'am. And they entered you into a monthly, well, it wasn't a monthly subscription with this. With this is you forgot to cancel out the free trial, so they had billed you the retail price of the product that was shipped to you. And they charged you the $574 for that on 9/30.
Okay, and then what's the $56.04 then? Is that something I can cancel and get refunded?
No, ma'am, because it was stated in the terms and conditions when you purchased it using the $574 that it was going to bill you the full retail price if you forgot to cancel.
So do
but
I
can cancel out your, yes, ma'am, I can cancel out your account for you if you would like.
Okay, but I haven't received anything, so I'm a little confused. So you're saying I bought a cooler for what they told me was free, but actually I paid full price, but I haven't received anything.
So then go to
give me 1 second, ma'am, okay?
Okay.
Yes, ma'am. Are you still there?
Yes.
I'm in the process of canceling your account. Just give me 1 moment, okay? Yes, ma'am. Let me know when you're ready for the cancellation number, okay?
Go ahead.
You work that day.
Okay, it's going to be C as in car.
All right. So,
262.
Okay.
115.
What's your off date?
954.
So, what day you'll work on? Sunday?
Okay.
Yes, ma'am. And I have your account canceled out. And I also notated that you never received your product.
Okay, so yeah, since I don't have the product, I do want a refund.
Yes, ma'am, and I understand that. I can give you a 35% refund of the $56.95, which is $28.47, ma'am.
No,
because it was listed in the terms and conditions.
I understand. Didn't cancel whatever I needed to cancel in time, but I don't have anything, so I want a full refund. I'm not paying for something I didn't receive. Nobody shipped anything to me. I haven't got anything, so I want a full refund.
Yes, ma'am. I can throw in my friends and family discount and give you the 50% of the $56.95, and it'll be $28.47 back. But that's the best I can do, ma'am, because it was listed.
Am I getting charged with stuff? No, that's not true. Like, I don't have anything. It'd be one thing if, like, I got it, forgot to cancel, but I haven't received the product you say you're charging me for. I don't have anything. Nothing was sent to me. So you will refund everything.
Okay.
I'm okay with the $5 thing because whatever, I apparently clicked something I didn't click. But this thing you're charging me for that you said I was shipped a cooler, I don't have a cooler. I don't have anything. So you will refund me that money or you're stealing from me. I'm not paying for something I have not got yet. It's not like it's ruined or it's, you know, got a tear or it's broken. I don't have it. Nothing was given to me.
Yes, ma'am. So I understand that, ma'am. But on my end, the only thing I can do is give you I gave you my family and friends discount of the $56.95, and I can't refund you $28.47 back.
But why? Why can't you refund everything if you guys didn't provide the product?
Yes, ma'am. I'm more than happy to reship that product back out to you if you would like.
No, I want a refund. I do not want the product. I want a refund.
Yes,
this
ma'am, I understand.
This is a bit shady shit. So if there's somebody you need to set me up to get the full refund, we better do it. I want the full refund right now, or this will be sent to the Better Bureau business because I don't have any product. And so I'm not paying for something I don't have.
I'm sorry, ma'am. You said it's going to be what?
This will be reported if I don't get a full refund because this is not good business practice. You can't charge me for a product you didn't give to me.
Yes, ma'am. I'm just customer support, ma'am. I'm understanding your frustration, okay?
Okay. So if a full refund or if you need to send me up to somebody, but like...
Yes, ma'am. I'm trying to work with you, okay? You just give me one moment, okay? And I can try to work on giving you a full refund.
Thank you. And you did confirm that this is canceled, so I'm not going to get any more charges.
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you.
Yes, ma'am. So you say you were going to go with the refund of the $28.47?
No, I want the refund of the $56.95.
Okay,
I won't argue.
Yes, ma'am. Give me 1 second to talk to my supervisor, okay? Sure. Okay, give me 1 second, ma'am, to notate their account. Okay, ma'am, I was able to do you the full refund. I'm so sorry about that. Wait.
Yes, I do want a full refund. I just got another message from my credit card about fraudulent activity that I just got charged another $56.95 right now. I don't know what's going on.
Okay, let me look at that, ma'am, because it's not showing anything. Okay, ma'am, I went ahead and gave you the refund on the $56.87. I'm sorry, let me make sure I got that correct. What I refunded, $56.95 to the card and then $39.97. Now, you said while we was on the phone, they just charged you another amount. So give me 1 second to look at that, okay?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm not seeing it, ma'am. I can try refreshing my page, but I don't see it on my end. It's showing that they did try to bill you for another $56.95 because your account is in the process of being canceled out. So I'm not sure. I just canceled your account out.
Okay, what is the, is there a, like, transaction number for the refund then that I should write down?
I'm going to give you a cancellation number. Yes, ma'am, I am. I had to go back out because you had asked me to look at the purchase on your account.
Okay.
So give me 1 second to provide that for you, okay?
Okay.
Yes, ma'am. It's showing on your account that it was fully refunded. I don't see an additional charge, so, ma'am, I really can't give you information on that because your account has been canceled out. The confirmation number is going to be C as in contact.
Mm-hmm.
262-115-954.
Okay, that's the same number as my cancellation. Is that the one for the refund, or is that, are they the same?
It's only one order number, ma'am. That's over you. That's your account number, and the C represents that it's been canceled out.
Okay, is there something I should report for the refund, though? Is there like
your refund should report back in your account, ma'am, within 3 to 5 business days, depending on your bank. It could take a week, which is 7 days. But it shows on my end that you have been refunded the $56.95. Anything else I can help you out with, Miss Mandy?
No, I appreciate your help. Thank you.
Thank you for calling customer support. You have a great Thanksgiving.
You too. Bye-bye.